Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dynamo Abroad podcast. I'm Dima, your host for today. With me today is Komar. How are you doing?
Well, both of my clubs are in shambles right now, so in that regard, not that well. But yeah, overall, it's okay, I'd say.
That's good. Life does go on. I feel like we've kind of understood in the last few years that like there are bigger things in life. So there's that way of looking at it. And with me also today is Andri. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I would say this is probably the least excited I've been for a Ukrainian derby.
Oh, yeah.
There have been other times where I've lacked a lot of confidence, but I think this one takes the cake.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember a few years ago when we were in the 2021 season, when we were like quite clear at the top of the table and we just needed that that boost against Shakhtar to win, and then we won that game 1-0. Do you guys remember it? Yeah, and I remember I was like I remember I woke up in the middle of the night because I was so nervous about that game. With this game, I'm, you know, what happens happens, right? Not like we're gonna capitalize or anything, are we? But yeah, so that's kind of a little hint as to what we're going to be talking about today. But first, I've got some transfer news, rather unusually, even though it's probably never going to happen. Like I would say, maybe like 90% of what we've talked about this podcast in like what 3 years. But anyway, the first one I'm going to talk about is, it's not quite a transfer, but it's more of a return. Justin Lonvik, who is currently out on loan at Anderlecht in Belgium, obviously. I don't know how well they're doing. I believe last time I checked, they were pretty high up in the league. Okay, right now they're second. But Lonvik has just not kicked on at all. I thought he would do pretty well, but I've heard reports that, you know, he's not settling in with the players, like his personality is just not right with the squad, like some stuff like this. And yeah, I mean, he hasn't played a minute since like September, I believe, like early September.
Yeah, manager Erik Lebovic is pretty strict in Anderlecht. So.
Yeah, Erik would be banging on about his FM save if he was on.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention that. But yeah, I mean, I honestly thought he would do well. It's not worked out for him. Now, guys, I mean, if he was to return, like, do you think that he would, like, what would happen? Would he play some kind of place in the squad, or do you think that he would just go straight out on loan to somewhere else?
Well, I think, firstly, it depends, but I remember what you mentioned reading about his performances. He has like three substitution appearances for the whole season. And I think it's overall like 39 minutes, not more. I'm not sure if I'm recalling this correctly, but probably. So, but interesting thing is, I saw also the news that Anderlecht wanted to buy him out for like 2.5 million.
Well, that's so not that happening now, is it?
Yeah. But, you know, there's like, everything with Ukrainian media works like that, right? Contradicting just
so
day
who
in,
was
day
it
out.
That gave that information? Was it Tsihanouk or was it, what's the other one? Bourbas.
Well, I think it was just a citation of some Belgian paper. I'm not sure.
Well, listen, if they were looking to buy him, they're going to go and find the receipt right now to return him, because they are, yeah. Actually, now that I remember, of course, I guess you could say the legendary journalist, Artem Frankov, passed away. I believe it was yesterday. And I believe he had a second stroke or something like that, and he was 52. So I thought that was worth a mention, because he was always like quite close with Dynamo. But yeah, I think he was never really in the best of health, to say the least. But It's quite sad. Yeah, sorry, that's a bit of a different topic from what I was going to mention, but it literally just came to my mind, so I thought, yeah, why not mention it?
Yeah,
But yeah,
we didn't
second.
discuss it before. I mean, we didn't
Yeah.
think
Yeah, I mean,
to
it was
mention it,
literally
so
just
good job.
yesterday. No, not yesterday, it was the day before.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But he had this heart attack like a couple of days back, and he didn't
Stroke.
recover.
The stroke.
Stroke, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so going back into Lanvake, I think one more thing to add. So before the season, someone said, I think Luchescu or Surkis, that both Ramadani and Lomvik won't be playing in Dynamo this season because they are scared of the war. So somehow Ramadani is still there. So I don't know, if he was so afraid, he would be just running from them there and just throwing his contract to the river or something.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I don't know if I believe that whole story because he
Yeah.
joined us in 2022 and in the summer when obviously the war was like, it was obviously already, excuse me, it was obviously already going on. So the likelihood is that, it was unhappy with something else, and maybe they managed to talk Ramadani into staying. Because yeah, like you said, they were also looking to, well, not looking to offload him, but they said that he wasn't going to play, and he ended up obviously staying. Not that he's actually playing or doing anything,
Yeah.
but never mind. That's not the point. But yeah, so we have to see what happens. I would like to see him featured, to be honest with you. I think there is no way he is worse than what we have. I think he's definitely not. But we'll have to wait and see. All right, well, on to the next one then. This is a proper transfer rumor. We are being linked with 18-year-old Romanian right winger, or he Transfermarkt has him playing as a slightly more of a right midfielder, so maybe his team is quite a defensive one. Which, of course, we're signing a defensive winger. What could go wrong?
What's the team? Because I'm not familiar
Team.
with them.
I was just gonna say the team is Uta Arad. I would be.
I got an offer from them in Football Manager.
Yeah. Well, then
I'm
you have
switching
more
clubs right
experience
now,
with them.
and they
Yeah.
gave me a
Listen.
contract.
You know more about them than I do because I'd literally never heard of this guy.
Yeah, that was my first too. So I won't be much help with that.
Well, that's better than nothing, isn't it? Now some
Yeah.
stats about him. He has played 14 games, which he started 9 of them in the Romanian league, of course. 2 goals. What else is there really to say? His stats are not that impressive, to say the least, and one big chance created with no assists. So, yeah, I mean, I'm about 90% sure that if this signing was to happen, which I'm kind of hoping it doesn't, I'm kind of sure that it's only happening because Lucescu is doing a favor for someone like that, like it's his mate club or someone's something like that, because. Yeah, his stats do really not look that great at all, to be perfectly honest with you, but you never know. You never know. But do you guys want to see this signing maybe? Maybe you guys have a different opinion.
I feel like personally we will need to make a right wing signing eventually. I don't see Yarmolenko lasting that much longer with his injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, his injuries was originally rumored for 4 months, which means he would be healthy for the second half of the season. Although I have seen some rumors that it might be the full season for him, so eventually, we're going to need a replacement at right wing sooner or later. Whether it, or not it is this guy, I have my doubts about that. But In terms of the position, I like that we're looking there. In terms of the actual player, not so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's quite clear that the squad doesn't really have anything close to a Yarmolenko replacement, which I think I've talked about. But yeah, like just like you, I think I have my doubts about this guy. We'll have to wait and see. Anyway, so since last time we recorded, we have played two games. The first was against Dnipro-Odin, who finished second last year. Obviously, that was quite a, good achievement by them. And this year, people thought they would kind of drop off, but they're still, they're still up there. But yeah, we lost this game. It was 1-0. I don't know what to say. I mean, same typical performance. Do you guys even remember anything from this game? Is there anything to even mention or talk about?
Not really. I don't think we even have been dangerous in their penalty
No,
box. I don't
well, we
think
played
so.
Shepilev on the right wing, so of course we weren't
The
dangerous.
Valdemir, the Brazilian winger.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, so you can just summarize both of those games. We'll talk about the next one later, that we have like complete lack of finishing capabilities, also the creative ones. So there's no one who can just pass the ball into the box, and we're just relying on pointless crosses
Yeah.
that no one reaches. So in terms of attacking tactics, it's absolute shambles.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just with Yarmolenko injured, I think every kind of attacking pattern and everything has just gone out of the window completely.
I think with Shaparenko injured too, and he
Yeah,
has been available the last
Shakarenko
few
and Yarmolenko.
games, although off the bench, the midfield has lacked creativity as well. And a lot of that has fallen on the shoulders of Bojalski, who is not much of a creator himself, as I know you share that opinion.
Well, listen, the thing I was going to say about Bujalski, right, is obviously, like you said, with Yarmolenko and Shaparenko out injured, it's kind of his job as the senior attacking player to kind of provide. But it just hasn't at all happened. Now, I'm gonna, bring something up. I'm not sure if it's his fault, if it's kind of the way he plays, or if it's his profile, or if it's the way he's been used. But for the three past games, right? So that would be obviously Kolos, obviously Dnipro-Odin, and obviously Police as well. Bujalski has completed less passes in all three of those games. He's completed less passes than Bushan three times in a row. And I mean, as the chief creative player, to be completing less passes per 90 minutes than the goalkeeper, it kind of really makes you wonder, like, if the number 10 is not getting the ball, how is the number 9 supposed to get the ball to score? So yeah, I mean, it's obviously, it's just completely unsustainable. Something is not working, but obviously we're still gonna persevere with the same player and the same role, same position, and everything will stay the exact same. And he'll probably get an assist again, and anyway, but yeah, I mean, bad as the attacking has been, I think the defending has been pretty poor as well, to be perfectly honest with you, which is kind of something that we're accustomed to at this point. I mean, the Kolos game, Vanad got a red card, right? So we were down to 10 men. Now, if I was a Kolos fan, I would be very I would have been I don't know about you, Andriy, but if I was a Kolos fan, I would be very disappointed that Oh, my team only got a draw against a team with 10
Wait,
men.
do they have fans even?
Well, anyway, I wasn't gonna say that, but you've said it instead of me. But yeah, like I would be
Maybe
disappointed if
the
I were to fall off.
Selokovaiv villagers, maybe.
Well,
You know.
listen, they fans or not, they got a result out of us, didn't they? So we can't knock them too much.
I will say Vanat's red card was in somewhere around the 60th minute. So we were had about 30 minutes left.
The
And
thing,
Kolos didn't score a single goal when we were down to 10 men. So I don't know if that's more a knock on Kolos or credit to our defense for not allowing another goal, but
well, there's no credit to our defense, but Bouchamp did make 8 saves in the game. Like if it wasn't for him, then there is no way we would walk away with anything from that game. But I just feel like, yeah. Like
our
in terms
goals
of,
against would be much higher if it wasn't for Bouchamp.
yeah, oh yeah, it would be. But like as much as they could have scored and they had time to score, we had, like you say, I'm gonna find the exact moment, or the exact time rather. Yeah, so the red card, it was a stupid red card, by the way. I mean, like I tweeted this out.
Obvious dive.
Vanat's biggest problem is that he's an idiot. Right, he always loses his head, he's always reckless. And in actual reality, these were two very unnecessary yellow cards, right? And if you're on a yellow card, it doesn't matter if you're a player who's more likely to get booked and get sent off, like a central defender, or if you're a striker, you're more careful on a yellow card. Like you're not doing these stupid things like diving, right? And it was a dive. Like, I don't see why he felt the need, and now we're without him against Shakhtar, which is yeah. But it's just the thing is, right now it feels like the only kind of thing we're doing with the ball is kind of just playing like these diagonal passes through Brashko. Like, this is the only thing that I've kind of seen us do. Everything else is just like goalkeeper to Yachuk to Popov to Shepilev, and then just these, just passing around the back, no real creativity. And as much as we kind of blame the manager, I feel like these players, like even if they're not being set out properly, I feel like they should probably have something in them to at least, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, to get something going against Kolos or a team like that. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So I feel like even on paper, I don't feel like these players are even that much better, if at all better than what Kolos have. That's kind of what I'm feeling after seeing this. But yeah, I mean, in 3 games we've only got 1 point. We were saying like a few episodes ago that, if we win our games in hand, we will be 6 points up against Shakhtar. Well, here we are. I'm gonna look at the league table now. We are, God, I can't even find us.
If we win the games in hand,
Seventh, I think, yeah.
We're
We
in
would only
seventh.
be second or third.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of being 6 points clear of Shakhtar, if they win their 2 games in hand, they'd be on 27 points. And if we win our 3 games in hand, we'd also be on 27 points. So that's just that potential lead, evaporated like that. Am I surprised? No, I was not expecting anything different. And yeah, I wouldn't say the league is gone. Like still technically it's November, so anything can happen. Do I have any real confidence in these players and this manager to like still make something this season? Once again, no. Right. So yeah, that's those games. Now we before we move on actually to the preview, Let's have some well let, yeah let, sure let's call it positivity. Let's have some positivity. The under 19s just today they played against Shakhtar under 19 now, and I believe the result was a 2-0 win, but I think Andriy could tell us more. So what happened there?
Yeah, it was a 2-0 victory. Pretty big win for the U19s. The top of the U19 league table is pretty tight. So going into this game, Shakhtar were first in the league with 28 points, and Dynamo were tied in fourth with Dnipro at 26. So this game bumps Dynamo up into first at 29 points, although the teams behind them have a game in hand. Dynamo has one more game played than the rest of them, so they can still catch back up. But I didn't watch the entire match. I watched a good chunk of it, though. I did see both goals. The first one was from Kirilo Pashko, who is He was one of those 17-year-olds, U17 players on loan at Zorya last season, in their U19 squad. And he was actually getting some interest from Atalanta in Serie A in the springtime. Not sure if that was just them inquiring about him or how serious that was, but he's arguably one of the more talented players in that squad. And he has been out for a little over 2 months with an injury and just returned a few games ago. So nice to see him scoring again. And then the second goal was an injury time goal from Krmčanin, who is also one of the more talented and reliable players on that team. So all in all, if we lose tomorrow, like most of us are predicting to, we can fall back on this U19 victory. But it's a good win for them to go top of the league, for now at least.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a positive result. It's just kind of reminded me. Now, obviously, Komar knows about Smolovy, the Ukrainian journalist, and where I can sometimes disagree on what he has to say about certain players. The one thing I certainly agree with him 100% on is the academy, and that like all our players in the academy are just set up to fail because they always do very well at the under 19 level, always. And this latest game is kind of a testament to that. But they are just not taught at all, I feel like, to play at the senior level. I mean, it just like looking at the players that come into our team, players like Diachuk, there's not even that many that make it to our team, which says a lot really, but players like Diachuk, even maybe on a slightly lesser scale, Voloshin, they just always seem like they don't really know what to do on the ball. They don't really know what to do off it, you know. Like they make like kind of sloppy mistakes in possession. And it just feels like they're really not prepared. And I just feel like it's such a shame because if we had a proper academy set up, you know, with qualified staff, you know, who know what they're doing, I feel like we would not be in like in the position we are right now at all. We would have like a, you know, quite a significant you know, kind of field of players to fall back on, but you know, that's not the case. But yeah, like the reality is, unfortunately, most of these players are probably going to end up at like Kolos and Alexandria, Vorskla, all of this, and it's such a shame because how many times have we seen this happen? But yeah, anyway, there's that 2-0 win by the under 19s. Hopefully, by some miracle, the senior team can recreate that as well. But yeah, as you probably, well, we haven't officially said it, I don't think. You could probably guess that we have indeed a Klasichna match against Shakhtar tomorrow. This is it home or is it away? Because like nowadays, obviously it doesn't.
It's home because it will be for free on YouTube.
Yes, it
So
is. Yes, it is home.
I
Yeah, I
think
mean,
it's played on Wobanowski anyway. So
like it doesn't make a huge difference nowadays anyway.
yeah.
So yeah, tomorrow Shakhtar at the Lobanovsky. The first thing we could probably say is that we are without Van Aert, obviously, because we talked about his stupid red card. And we are obviously also without Yarmolenko, who I mean, I've said this before, I'll say it once again, his closest replacement is probably Karavayev, and Karavayev to Yarmolenko, it's like going from a like trying to replace Yarmolenko with Karavayev, it's like trying to replace a Ferrari with a BMX bike. Like he can't even do 10% probably of what Yarmolenko can. And the situation with Van Aert is like I think it's even more dire because we don't well. Okay, I don't know if it's even more dire, but it's still pretty bad because I don't think we even have a second string striker. Like we don't have a striker to bring off the bench. We have Benito, who is I don't know what he is. I mean, he just kind of runs around, doesn't he? Like, is he a striker? I wouldn't say so. I think he scored like 2 goals for us, and he's been here for 4 years and he scored about 2 goals for us. So that kind of says it all. Now, guys, how about this? Because you were just talking about Ponomarenko, weren't you, from the under 19s? I would say, right, honestly, why not give him a go?
Yeah, I would definitely.
Yeah, because the thing is, this could be one of those. Like, I know this is reaching a bit because we are bloody terrible, but. If he somehow like got a goal, that could really kickstart his career, couldn't it?
Yeah, that would be like Kravets against Valencia,
Yeah,
if you
exactly.
remember.
Like,
Yeah, so that would be like the kickoff to
exactly.
this. But let's be honest, it won't happen. But I think he
Oh no,
can
no,
give
no!
more up front
Listen, he won't even be in the squad,
than
let alone
Benito. Yeah.
starting, I think. But the main thing is that. Like Andriy kind of alluded to earlier, is that I don't think anyone is particularly well, to say the least, I don't think anyone is very confident in this match, or at all for that matter. I mean, with the recent form, I mean, what we've been seeing, there is nothing really that you can look at and say, oh, yeah, do you know what? We're going to beat Shakhtar. Like, there is nothing we've seen in the past few games that would make us have that feeling. And it's
Yeah.
very difficult to say any more than that. I mean, they have Stepanenko out injured, I believe,
Yeah.
but they have Nazarino who can come in, and he is not a bad player at all, from what I understand. So, yeah, it's not much of a consolation for us. I mean, they've got that new manager. I don't know what his name is. I don't really care.
Marina Pusic.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever his name is. All I know is he's better than what we've got. I've never seen him play or manage. But he's better than what we've got, that's for sure. And I mean, yeah, guys, help me out here. What else can you say? I mean, like, is anyone feeling anything to walk for this match? Like any confidence, any excitement, anything?
I think
Well, I think,
before.
yeah,
Go
okay,
ahead.
continue, Andy.
Before, I think I didn't have much confidence, but with Van Aert being out because of his stupid red card, that's even less. I'm just
Yeah.
questioning where the goals will come from, if there are any goals to be scored in that match. And then obviously, our defense is completely unreliable, no matter who the opponent is. So.
Yeah, I mean, if our defense is such a shambles against weaker sides, and if players like Bujalski even hardly get a sniff of the ball against weaker sides, then I think against Shakhtar, which is probably well, not probably, is by far the biggest test of the season in terms of the UPL. Like, I don't really know what we can expect, like where the defensive solidity will come from, or where the goal threat will come from. Because Bujalski, as much as he is very good in and around the box. I said this, he's very good in and around the box, but in possession, he really leaves a lot to be desired, is what I feel like. And I don't think that Shakhtar is honestly going to let him have too much space, in and around the box. So yeah, I mean, Benito scoring against Shakhtar, that sounds almost comical. Voloshin, I'm just not convinced. Like, I feel like sometimes I see glimpses of his potential, but at times he just feels so stiff, you know. Like, has he stepped in the in these last few games? No, not at all. God, what can we even say? Fullbacks couldn't cross a road, so it's not going to come from them, is it? Although saying that, Dimchuk did score in the last game, so maybe he'll score again. Yeah, if that happens, that would be quite something. But we'll have to see. The only thing as well is that Shaparenko is back, and Shaparenko will be probably a very big boost. I don't think he's the same player he was before his injury, but he is still head and shoulders but better than Shepilov. So there's that. Yeah, what else is there? I mean, do you guys want to do a predicted lineup? I feel like it's pretty straightforward, to be honest with you. Buchanan goal, same fullbacks as always. Center backs are all so shit, it doesn't even matter who you play.
It's a coin toss
Well, it doesn't
when
even matter
talking.
because they're all so bad.
Might as well play Michavko because why not?
Might as
We have
well play
nothing to lose,
Lucescu.
so.
I mean, I feel like we would probably, the three of us would agree that Shaparenko and Brashko should be the double pivot.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's anyone in the team that can kind of get the ball moving, it's probably those two. Attacking wise, yeah, I mean, it's all going to be the same, isn't it? Voloshin, Bujalski, Karabayev. There is no feasible alternatives to those. And the striking situation, I
Well,
mean,
I'd say Benito because, or other idea, I keep pushing it, pushing my agenda. Why not play Bujalski as a false nine? I mean,
well,
it
that's pretty,
worked before
yeah.
he was
The thing
there,
is,
yeah. So you can put as a 10, I don't know, Tarenko, for example, or whoever is capable to do that, and maybe it would look like something. Well, Luchescu is unwilling to experiment whatsoever, so yeah.
Would I do that 100%? I wouldn't mind that happening. Is Lucescu do that? Not a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it will be Benito. Listen, if this guy scores against Shakhtar, then wow, I will be amazed, to be quite honest with you. But I mean, what do you guys think in terms of score predictions? Like, come on, let's hear it. As much as we probably don't want to hear this, but what do you guys think?
3-0 loss.
Okay,
I
harsh, but
say,
yeah,
I don't think that's even that harsh, to be
3-1 the win
honest.
for the most patriotic Ukrainian club
Oh
from
yeah, the
Donbass.
Ukrainian Patriotic Club. Yeah, of course. I'm not going to be writing a book about how Akhmetov got ownership, though, are they? But anyway, let's not get into that, because the thing is, we're not even in a position to banter anyone right now because we're just so bad. Like, they could, like, even if, do you remember that time they lost? What was that? They lost, like, what was it, like 7-1 or something last season. Like, we weren't
Enough.
even in a position
Yeah,
to banter
your
them
point.
then, but now even less so. Like, they could lose 10-0 and we can't laugh at them because we're even worse. But yeah, I mean, those are probably, I don't even know if it's very harsh because it's very justified. Like, we are just not good. End of. But yeah, I don't really like making score predictions, but I would say that if I had to put money on this game, in all reality, I would probably put it on Shakhtar. But that's probably as much as we can say about everything, guys. So how could we get in contact with you, Andriy?
Just follow the Dynamo Abroad Twitter. Don't contact me directly.
Okay, you're so modest as always, but Komar, how would we do that with you?
DartSandwich 96, also on Blue Sky now, thanks
Blue
to our
Sky,
friends.
okay. Well, and of course, if you want to get into contact with us at Dynamo Abroad, you can find us on, well, at Dynamo Abroad on Twitter/X. Or alternatively, you can find us or send us an email rather on at, I believe it's dynamoabroadpodcast@gmail.com. That's the one. So thank you very much for listening, and see you next time. We'll see what kind of mood we'll be in. Will we have succumbed to the fate that everyone kind of expects us to have, or will we have shocked everyone, including myself and probably the other two as well, and the other two that haven't joined us, of course. So yeah, come back next week and we'll find out. You know what you know.